A Michigan judge is set to decide tomorrow whether a high school student who killed four classmates is eligible for a sentence of life without parole. He was 15 at the time of the crime. Here's Quinn Kleinfelter of WDET.
The facts are clear. On the last day of November 2021, Ethan Crumbly emerged from an Oxford High School bathroom with a handgun and methodically shot to death three classmates, most at point-blank range. He wounded seven other people, including a teacher, but the killing spree was not over. Crumbly entered a bathroom where two other students were hiding. He executed one of them, then gestured with a pistol towards the other, a sophomore named Keegan Gregory.
I ran behind his back and out the door. I think when I saw his body, I realized that if I stayed, I was going to die.
That's from testimony Gregory gave in court a few weeks ago. It was not a trial for Crumbly. He pleaded guilty to the murders last year. It was a hearing required by the U.S. Supreme Court for any juvenile who could face life without the chance for parole, so a judge can examine mitigating factors, like their age or upbringing. During the hearing, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald argued in this case, the judge must also consider what punishment fits the cold-blooded nature of the killings. She says Crumbly's journals and recordings reveal the pleasure he took from inflicting pain.
He decided in advance that he was not going to kill himself, and he researched response times to make sure that he surrendered before the police arrived. He stayed alive because he wanted to witness the suffering he created.
Defense attorneys countered that life without parole should not even be an option in this case. They said the trauma the teen caused reflected years of neglect by his parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, who even prosecutors allege were so negligent they faced charges of involuntary manslaughter. The couple bought Crumbly the gun used in the crime as a Christmas present and refused to take him home from school the day of the shootings after teachers discovered disturbing, violent drawings he'd made. Defense attorney Paulette Lofton says the Crumblys ignored their son's pleas for mental health counseling, something she argued could make a real difference for troubled teens with young brains that are still developing.
And that's because most of them get intervention. That's because good parents recognize when their child is circling the drain.
Lofton also played jailhouse video showing Crumbly breaking down with apparent remorse over the killings. But those familiar with juvenile pre-sentencing hearings, like Detroit attorney Sanford Schulman, say Crumbly has not been jailed long enough to have a real record of whether he'd attempt to better himself while behind bars. Schulman says that leaves Judge Kwame Rowe with one of the most difficult decisions a court or society can face.
It's about sentencing a child. Is that what we want to do? Do we want to give no chance for rehabilitation, throw away the key, even in the most egregious cases? But when the wound is fresh, when the event is early in time, it's harder and harder for any of us to give him a pass, give him a chance. It's just much more difficult to do it.
Whatever the judge decides about parole, he could still hand Crumbly a life sentence. That ruling will come during a hearing in early December, when survivors of the massacre and families of the victims will tell the court how the shooting has impacted their lives. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.